Hey, this is Brendan Canty, and you're listening to Full Service Radio. This is Brendan Canty here in Washington, D.C. I've been here since 1967, best known as the drummer in Fugazi. The only people who really truly give a shit about music the way music should be given a shit about are young kids, right? I mean, you know, 14, 15, 16, 17, that's when, like, there's so much exploration going on, and that's when people's brains are literally exploding, and they're hot on the tip of, like, finding young bands, finding other people who are communicating their aesthetic, and going out and listening to them and supporting them and turning the bands into functioning lifelong entities. You know, I mean, all that work happens when you're 16 years old. It doesn't happen when you're 21 and at just getting out of college. You know, that's ridiculous. And I have teenagers, and now I can see it from the other side. And I'm like, man, I wish I cared about music the way my son cares about music, you know, and he's always turning me on to stuff. And his scene, his community is so thriving, you know. So it's really, like, it's always been important to me to, like, go out and make sure we play all ages shows and make sure other people play all ages shows. I would come to shows at the Ontario Theater, which was at Ontario and 18th. I mean, everybody was playing. There was a slightly larger theater. The guys from IMP who ran the 930 Club would put on slightly bigger shows there. The 930 Club had 199-person capacity, right? And it was like they would cram 425 people in there, and it would be disgusting and wonderful. But they had to do shit elsewhere. So one of the places they did it was at the Ontario Theater. They did that at night, and they showed triple feature kung fu movies during the day, which I also went to. So it's like when you didn't have air conditioning back in the 70s, you had to get out of the house and go somewhere. And so triple feature kung fu films were pretty great for a kid. So I spent a lot of time at the Ontario Theater. You know, I was probably 14 years old, and I saw Teen Idols and open up for the Cramps, and that was, yeah, it was a real life changer. I mean, that was the first time I saw the guys who were 4 years older than me, who were at Wilson, the high school I was going to go to, had this punk scene going on, and Ian was in that band, and so that was when, and I went with a bunch of other kids, and they were like, oh, if you like this band, you'll love the Untouchables, and you got to go up to Fort Reno next week. Their Untouchables are playing up there. And then I went up and saw Untouchables. I was like, oh man, these are my people. Like that's what kind of stuff I was listening to, but I didn't know it was happening in DC. There was a place down here in Adams Morgan that we went to, that I went to after Teen Idols broke up. They became Minor Threat, and then Minor Threat would play at Columbia Station, which is right here, was right at 18th and Columbia. And so we'd come down there. Everybody, I was a little too young at that point to go to Madam's Organ, but all the people I knew would go see the Bad Brains and everybody at Madam's Organ, but I just couldn't go down here because I was 14 years old. Hey, this is Brendan Canty, best known as the drummer in Fugazi. I was in a couple bands before that. I was in a band called Deadline, which was on the first Discord compilation. I met him around. I mean, I would just go to a lot of shows. And then I heard he was doing a compilation, and they were showing the decline of Western civilization. They were premiering that at the AFI, and Penelope Spheeris was going to be there. So I went, everybody kind of went to that. I mean, this is like at a time when everybody went to everything, right? It's like, I mean, weren't that many punks, but it was like everybody would go to like everything. But at the AFI, I went up to Ian. I said, hey, I hear you're putting together a comp. You know, can we be on it? He's like, yeah, get me something in the next 3 weeks. And I was like, okay. And I'd never played drums before, but we were a band called like Youth Courtesy Patrol, and they were called Gangrene, and then we were called Deadline. So then that's when Deadline sort of started, and we had a few songs. We had like 5 songs, and so we went in and recorded those 5 songs. But we put 3 of those songs were on Discord, and then we played a bunch around in that year or so, and then that band broke up, and then I was in a band called Insurrection. And then that band broke up, and then we became Rites of Spring. 3 of us went on to form Rites of Spring with Gee singing, and then Eddie Janney from the band The Faith joined us, and that band did really well. You know, we loved the shows. I loved the band. We were writing. We actually were, like, at that point, it's, like, 17 years old or so, of actually, like, writing good songs. You know, we could actually write. It wasn't just like 3 chord stuff. It was like actively everybody getting better at their instruments all at the same time. There was an earlier scene of punks in DC. I mean, Bad Brains were like the culmination of that scene. But there were bands like White Boy and even the Slicky Boys, all these bands that people don't necessarily think of when they think DC music. DC music gets like really pigeonholed into like punk rock, meaning like Fugazi, Minor Threat, because we sold the most of everybody. But we all came on the wave of the things like all the stuff that was happening at Madam's Organ and all that, and in all the different bars around town. It wasn't like loud, fast stuff. Whereas it's like when the Bad Brains happened and it transitioned over into really fast, really loud music, you kind of felt like this was the best place to be on the planet for that, if that's what you liked. Saw the Bad Brains, who were really the alpha, you know, of that whole scene. If you saw them, your DNA changed. You're like, that's what a band could be, and that's what I'm going to try to do. And it gives you, it's like you just started working towards being better at everything if you saw them. I mean, I think people were doing different things. I mean, it wasn't like necessarily like everybody was doing the same stuff, but we saw each other and we supported each other. But, you know, a lot of that stuff still happens here. I mean, I still go to the same shows, I would say obligatorily, but I like actually love seeing the people. I love getting out of the house. I love the process of it. I love that people still make music. People still in my community still make music. I love that it's, you know, amorphous and yet somewhat there's a heart to it, you know, and there's actually a scene here of people that actually show up. It doesn't happen everywhere. A lot of the change that's happened, like, culturally is not necessarily because of demographics or whatever, the way one might think. It's just people stop going to the movies the way they used to. People stop buying records the way they used to. And so these things that we, you know, we hold as benchmarks for the loss of culture tend to be more technology driven ultimately. DC actually has bookstores. We actually do have some great bookstores, and we actually do have some great record stores. So we're really lucky here that there's been any semblance of continuity from the past to the present, you know. And Adams Morgan's one of those places that I think really still has maintained a continuum of attitude and vibe from what it was like back in the 70s. Hey, this is Brendan Canty, best known as the drummer in Fugazi, and you're listening to Full Service Radio.